The annual pardoning of turkeys has become a Thanksgiving tradition as fluffy as the bird's down feathers. But this year, a different kind of reprieve took place in the turkey town of Moroni in the San Pete Valley. The freeing of 100 birds from a processing plant on Monday stems from a chance encounter between a powerful turkey farmer and a vegan animal rights activist now facing prison time. KUER's Claire Jones has more.
Wayne Chung doesn't think a turkey's life should only be spared on the rare holiday. The Berkeley, California resident has been labeled a radical animal rights activist. And he's no stranger to Utah. Back in 2017, Chung found himself in San Pete County. He says he was there to, his word, rescue a turkey from a large farm. Alongside other activists, he filmed them trespassing into the turkey farm.
Well, the worst sign would be that she has some sort of severe infection that maybe...
Chung is the co-founder of Direct Action Everywhere, or DXE. The group describes itself as a grassroots animal liberation organization. They're known for breaking into farms and exposing the living conditions of animals. They posted the video online, and that got them into some trouble.
A Utah prosecutor has charged Wayne Chung and five other members with felony theft.
Chung was charged last May. Even though he was facing prosecution, he went back to San Pete County in June. He was there to talk to workers at Norbest, one of the state's largest turkey processing facilities. He stood at the company's front gate, handing out vegan cookies to the workers. He was hoping to spark a conversation about their working conditions when Chung says a man approached him.
This older gentleman, who's very well dressed, comes out, and he's got this big smile on his face. And I'm thinking to myself, who is this guy? What is he doing here?
The whole goal of reaching out to him is to find out what were his concerns.
That's Rick Pittman, the well-dressed man. Only after they started talking did Chung realize who he was, the new owner of Norbest. The Pittman family owns many farms in California. Pittman was in Utah, checking on the business he'd purchased just 6 months earlier, long after Chung took the turkey. Their conversation quickly turned personal. They talked about family and work, but Chung says they really started to connect over religion.
We're both of a religious minority. He's a Mormon in California. Mormons aren't too popular in California, and I'm Buddhist, and I was born in Indiana.
Once they'd established some similarities, it was easier for them to talk about the things that made them different, like their views on animal rights. To Chung, Pittman is a man who cares about animals, but is bound by the business he grew up in. For Pittman, he says he understands where activists like Chung are coming from and can sympathize, but he doesn't know where that leaves him.
All my life, I've been raising animals, and the only thing you raise animals for is so you can make a living to support your family, and that's all we know how to do.
This week, they found a way to meet in the middle. Chung and Pittman, alongside 300 animal rights activists, stood across the road from the Norbest processing plant on Monday. Like always, the smell of turkey was wafting through the town. The activists were circling up around a small pen that held 100 white-breasted turkeys. Chung spoke to the crowd with a megaphone.
We want everyone here to have the experience of seeing a Thanksgiving turkey rescued from abuse and violence.
Monday's event was Chung's idea. Pittman says he agreed to it, thinking of it as a gesture of good faith on both sides.
We're trying to say, look, we've got one piece of common ground. We're different, but at least we can talk to each other.
One by one, the turkeys were removed from the pen. They were checked for medical issues and then carried into large crates and put into vans with blankets, water, and food. By now, on Thanksgiving Day, all 100 turkeys will be at their new homes in sanctuaries across the West, having their own kind of Thanksgiving. Claire Jones, KUER News.